Good morning. Donna Scott with Your Coaching Matters. It is our Thursday skills training call, and Mike and Denise and I have been in South Florida learning some new techniques that I think you guys are going to enjoy. So if you are not talking right now and you would like to mute, that way we'll have a nice clean recording for the background. And I'm going to mute my computer because it's making dings. I don't want it to do too. I'm so glad you're all here. And as you guys know, what I call this Thursday skills training is tip of the iceberg, because as you can imagine, after 3 days of input into our brains, I wanted to distill and just give you kind of the tip of the iceberg. I want you to know it's an iceberg, but I want you to know there's a lot more underneath it. So I'm going to give you a few things today that I think might be helpful. For those of you who have known me a while, you know that I am a big proponent of working with your database, right? Getting everything you can from your past clients and center of influence. Yes, there are other sources, but I am the big proponent of doing that. Who agrees with me? That's who I am. You can chat too. All right? That's who I am, right? And if you don't have a lot of past clients and centers of influence, Your Coaching Matters teaches you how to develop some that are closer to money in the funnel by learning to gather leads from expireds, for sale by owners, buyer leads. We teach a class on how to work with buyers and absentee owners. And so those are those people that are closest to the money in the income funnel. Your past clients and centers of influence already like, know, and trust you, and will do repeat referral business, right? So that's kind of our places that we look. We also teach you things like neurolinguistic programming and closing skills. And what we have been, and I don't want to forget farming, because I didn't put that in my notes, but that's another thing that many of you do that we recommend, right? Farming is another tool. Finding a geographic area is another tool that we use in our, this is our bag of tricks, so to speak, on where to find leads. So what we have been doing is stretching our limits with this new coach, okay? We've been stretching what we're willing to look at. And this is part of our coaching that we ask you guys to do, right? We ask you to be willing. And that's what we're being, is willing. And what we've been learning with Mandy White Pearl is something new, something that we're going to be sharing more of at the Atlanta retreat. But I'm going to give you some tip of the iceberg. What we're learning.
Donna, can I say one thing?
Yes.
Now, when Donna says she loves the database, we've both been involved in real estate for over 30 years. And we've been coaching now solidly for over 10 years.
Yeah, this is my month. This is my month. October is 30 years in real estate, 1986, and 10 years in coaching.
So Donna, what, you know, we work with a lot of great clients. In fact, I truly like and enjoy every one of our clients. What percentage of their business do you think comes from past clients and center of influence referrals?
You know, it's really interesting, because when I have conversations with clients about their sources of business, which is what we're going to be doing between now and the end of the year as we analyze this year and prepare for next year, is we still see a huge chunk. The biggest percentage source of business comes from your past clients and center of influence.
So when Donna and I were sitting down and looking, seeing, and telling the truth over the last 3 days, and when we were saying, what can we do, how can we use this material to create more ease and more transactions for our clients, that's the tip of the iceberg. Go, Donna. Sorry to interrupt.
No, thank you. Thank you. Gave me a chance to sip some tea. So what we're learning and what we're looking at is how to get new business from another source. And I call that source the world, okay? And so I'm going to give you a couple of bullet points here that I want you to pay attention to. And I've got something on the screen that talks about the percentage of American adults who use social networking sites by age. And I'm going to look at that closer in just a second. So So there are steps to get business from the world. And the first thing is how to get visible to the world. How do we get visible? If they can't see us, they can't call us. And what I had Brandy send out to you guys was, this is a way to get business and people call you. And that, to me, is always the most interesting thing to do, is to have people call me. So how you get visible to new people, and we're talking about online. Okay, now the whole world's not online, but let's look at this for a second. Out of ages 18 to 29, this is in 2006, this is in 2014, do you see how what percentage of people 18 to 26 are online? 100 is here. You see this? What do you guys say that is? Like 90? Percentage of people 39 to 49 online. Do you see the growth just in the last few years? Right? Nearly 75%. People that are 50 to 64. People that are 65 or older, every single group, and if you were tracking which group is the highest trajectory, it's the older people, right? Okay, what we're looking at is most of the people who, and if this was to say how many American homeowners or ability to be homeowners, what percent, do you think these would all jump by 5%?
Yes.
Right? All right. So the first thing we have to do is get visible to these people. And we want to give them something free is the best way to get visible. Now, I want you to get really clear. Do not go ding, 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 ding. Donna's going to talk about spending a lot of money. No, I don't. This is not buying leads, but becoming visible to people in large numbers who are in the demographic that you're interested in. You can control who sees you. Okay, so again, this is tip of the iceberg. Step two is to get those interested to opt in with you. You know, to do something, you offer something, you become visible to someone, and they say, hey, I might like this person. They might have something I'm interested in. So remember, step one is get visible, and what we're learning is how to become visible. Step two is to get them to opt in with you as a individual. How do we opt in with people on Facebook? How do we opt in with people on Facebook?
We friend them,
right? That's an opt in. How do we opt in with people on LinkedIn?
We connect, right?
We have all these social media abilities to get them to opt in with you. And remember, this is not asking them to marry us. I love that she uses the same analogy I do. When we find someone who might want to do something, we tend to say, oh, sign a buyer broker agreement with me, list your house with me. We're asking them to marry us right off the spot. And in this method, we're not doing that. Okay, so they become visible. Hey, I see you across the room. I'd like to opt in with you. I shake your hand. I might like this person. I might have something they're interested in. The third step is to engage those people who have opted in on a regular basis. Okay, we want to engage with those people. Let them get to know you. Share knowledge. Share inspiration. Share who you're learning from. Okay, now some of us just do this naturally. How many of you guys feel who follow me on Facebook, feel like you really know me? You feel like you guys know me?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I'm sharing who I really am on Facebook, right? If somebody doesn't like who I am, they'll unfriend me. It's okay. They won't follow anymore. It's okay. Wouldn't it be nice to only be working with people who really like you?
Yes.
Yeah. Wow, that's kind of a cool idea. Okay, now I'm going to use a term that our new coach Mandy uses, and it icked me out at first, but I'm getting it. And she calls it, you have to panty share. Panty share. What she's saying is you're letting people see who you really are. You're saying, not everything is perfect in my life all the time. I came from a poor background, or I overcame this, right? That you're a real person. This isn't just perfection. You are who you are. Hey, I got in really late last night. We drove 10 hours from South Florida, leaving at 4 o'clock yesterday to get home last night. And I set an alarm this morning for 8:30, which is really late for me, right? Only guess what? That automatic alarm that I have on my phone for 8:30 that I click is only for weekends. So guess what didn't happen at 8:30? The alarm didn't go off. That's a panty share.
The 7:30 right? alarm did.
So, yeah, but I knew I had the 8:30 one, so I was going to go ahead and sleep till 8:30, only 8:30 one then didn't go off. That's sharing something real, okay? So remember, step one, get visible. Step two, get them to opt in with you. Step three is to engage. Comment on what they share. Share who you really are. Some inspiration. Share some things that we're sharing. You get some knowledge and inspiration, you share it, okay? In time, allow them to know you well by being you, by being visible, by being giving, by being courageous and letting go of the ones that don't like or want you. It's okay to have a lot of people unsubscribe, right? We're inviting the world, and we're only asking those to stay who like who we are. Right? Only now do we see if there's a need you can solve for them or somebody they know. Notice that as an industry, this is where we tend to go as a step one. Hey, I'm calling the people in your neighborhood. Do you want to sell your house, or does anybody you know want to sell your house? Right? We're asking for that marriage way too quickly. And way too often we ask that as a step one when we begin the sales process, when if instead we got visible, we asked them to opt in, we engaged, and then we allowed them to get us to know us well. Now, guess what? The benefits of this method is they feel like they're a past client or a center of influence. They feel like they're a friend. You see, if you gathered a lot of these people and followed this process, if they were to mark on a National Association of Realtors survey, you know, why did you choose your realtor? They'd say, oh, well, I knew them already. They were a friend. They like you. They know you. They respect you. And they know they can count on you because you've been showing up for them for a long period of time, even if it's online. So how do you do this? So the first thing I did is kind of give you the tip of the iceberg. I'm showing you that there are a ton of people online and social media. How do you do this? All right. So in Mandy's method, you obtain a list in some way. Okay. You can do Facebook ads, purchase list, buy somebody else's list. You'd be surprised how many agents will sell the list that they developed that they haven't been using. You ever know somebody in your office that started a farm in an area and then never did anything with it, and now they've got that data, but they're not doing anything with it, right? They might sell it to you for $250. You can get a tax roll. Now, Mandy's methods are very much about Facebook ads, LinkedIn process. She taught us on this Thursday call a couple of weeks ago how to use a system that goes through LinkedIn looking at people's data. Remember that? How many of you guys were there for that call, right? And so there are methods that we can share with you if you're interested. Now, how would you look up, for example, in LinkedIn? You would pull up people that are just in your town or just who have marked something in your area. That it would be a keyword in LinkedIn that you might want to link in with those people. Now, you don't ask them to link in with you, by the way. You look at their page using this system, which will look at up to 800 people a day for you. And then they say, hey, you were looking at my page, and you're able to say, yeah, I noticed that you're a professional in this area and I do work in this area. I'd love to connect. Remember, we're not saying yet, do you want to list your house with me? We're trying to let them get to know you. You're trying to connect, right? So you obtain a list, and then you do things every day that add to your list, and then you do something that asks your list to opt in, okay? Opt-in pages, landing pages, offering them something free. As an example in what we're talking about here, I teach a course on absentee owners. Obtain a list, right? And then we do something that asks them to opt in. We send them a bounce business reply mail card bounce back. We create a landing page for them to go to. We do something that asks them to opt in. Usually they get something free. So we want to produce a lot of free reports. 10 reasons to, and you guys get this in your email every single day. The 10 best returns on remodeling your home. Okay. Now, who would opt in? First of all, let's look at this. Who would opt in for a 10 best things you can do to add value to your home? Who would opt in for that?
Seller.
And a homeowner, right?
There's somebody interested in selling their home.
Oh, well, it could be somebody interested in it, but at least they're a homeowner. Right? You don't have a tenant that opts in on the best remodeling secrets to add value to your home. You get it? So you control who's opting in by what you're offering. All right? So then you want to choose, where am I going to be pushing info to and asking them to opt into? All right? You want to have some kind of a website. Mandy highly recommends using an optimized press website because there's a lot of neat templates and things you can use there. Maybe a blog, okay, which could be part of your website, all right? Facebook, using Facebook Live, which we're learning lots of great secrets, and we've committed to doing some Facebook Lives over the next couple of weeks, so watch for us there. Google Plus, Google Hangouts, and I've listed this all for you in your notes. Today, Instagram, Snapchat, Vine, there's a ton of social media places. I don't recommend you try and do all of them. I recommend you try and do some of them. We can even talk about Pinterest, LinkedIn, Twitter, email, in-person, letters, webinars, seminars, Flickr, YouTube, SlideShare. Okay, you've got all kinds of places that you could choose to do. You're going to choose them. Okay? So I'm going to send you this article on who uses social media. So again, these are some steps. How do you do this? Step one, obtain a list. Step two, do things every day that add to your list. Step three, do something that asks your list to opt in. Step four, choose where you're going to be pushing information to. Step five, do status updates every day. Now, we know what a status update is on Facebook. But there are status updates in all of those social medias. Now, I don't want you to, everybody breathe for a second. Status updates every day. Offer freebies. Status updates offering freebies every day. Status updates offering blog articles that offer freebies. Strutting around on social media. How you help others. How many of you guys know part of our group that puts a picture up every time they sell somebody a house? Of them and the people who bought, and then the people when they go to closing, a picture of them and the people that they closed with. Okay, this is strutting on social media, right? Things you've learned, things about you and your family and your pets and places you are and ideas you had and ideas you saw that other people had and inspiring stories. Holy cow, wait, how am I going to do this? How am I going to do this? This is insane. What the heck are we talking about? All right? I'm going to give you a new screen share here. And I want you to meet Edgar. How many of you guys have heard of Meet Edgar? Anybody? Seeing no chat. So if you guys are chatting, I'm not seeing it. How many of you guys have heard of Meet Edgar?
I have not heard of Meet Edgar.
All right. Nope. All right, so Meet Edgar is going to be your best friend because Edgar does it all for you. How many of you guys remember Hootsuite?
Yep.
Okay?
Yes.
Hootsuite was the beginning. Edgar is the master. Okay? Edgar allows you to create these things, and then Edgar sends them out, rather than buying City Blast, etc. Okay? This is your stuff. You're going to create memes. You're going to do all kinds of stuff. So do you guys see what on Edgar's cage, it says, my social media performance has gotten stronger since using Edward. My engagement shot way up. I'm seeing my follower counts grow as well. This is a social media manager's dream. Edgar just makes my life better. All right? So we've got Edgar to take care of this for us. And I've given you a link. I'm sure Edgar costs something. I don't know what it is yet because I've signed up and they haven't asked me to pay anything. Okay? But we'll figure that out as we go. So what does this all lead to? What are we looking for at this point? We're looking for engagement. We're looking for questions, comments, answers, private messages. And yes, this is what I meant when I had Brandy send out that blurb. They start coming to you. Your phone starts ringing. Your email box starts having messages for you. Your private messages on your social media start filling up. And step 7 is conversion. Ultimately what we want is a meeting with them, right? That's what we want, is a meeting with them. And guys, this is where the income funnel really starts. But because of all of the steps we've been doing before, they feel like they know us, they like us, they trust us. They're less likely to be interviewing somebody else. They're more likely to be hiring you and listening to your advice. That's what we want, is conversion. This is the meeting where we finally say, do you want to get engaged? Right? This is where we go from hi to I like you, to coffee meeting online means that you're engaging with each other. We're commenting on each other. We're looking at each other. We're having conversation, to getting engaged, getting married. Okay. This is where it starts. So how many of you guys would be interested in learning more about this?
Me.
Definitely.
This sound pretty exciting?
Yeah.
I signed up for Edgar yesterday and I got this email. I don't know if you can see it. It may be too small. But when you first get an invitation to work with Edgar, they don't even start you right away. It takes 24 hours because they're checking you out. Okay? And they give you some really good information about why Edgar it works and who it works for and what some of their articles are. Okay? And so today, they have free weekly demos you start signing up with. I love that Edgar is following the process. He didn't ask me to marry him right up front. He said, I'm so glad you're interested. Here's some things you'll want to check out. In 24 hours, we'll send you something. You can get some free weekly demos and find out more about me. Edgar hasn't asked me for money.
I just Googled it, Donna, and it says 50 to 100, a little over 100 a month.
That's like, what if you, how many of you could hire a personal assistant to do all of that for $50 to $100 a month? Anybody?
No.
Okay. All right. The people that we just met with, I'm pretty sure about 75% of them are using Edgar. Would that be about right, Mike?
Yes.
Yeah. And they've been using Edgar for a while. So it's pretty exciting. I was very excited to learn something new, and I'm very excited about learning more about it. And I think when you get this, the notes from today, and you go through them again, you'll start seeing some of the steps. Okay? Conversion is the last step. What we've been trying to do is convert on the first step. Wouldn't it be great if they started calling you because of this? And remember, who is out there on social media? Is everybody on social media?
Yes.
World.
Mostly.
Not everybody, but 95. Do you need everybody?
No.
Is this enough for this to be something you want to get involved in?
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
That's the exciting part to me. You see, when I was looking at this in 2006 and 2008, it didn't look like there was enough of this age group, this demographic, right? People that were 18 to 29 were high, but in 2008, those that were over 30 was still relatively low. What's changed in the last 8 years is dramatic. Any questions before I let you go for the day, or did I blow everybody's mind?
Poof! It's gone.
Woo!
I'm blown.
All right. So we're going to be doing some of this in Atlanta, and I'm super excited about sharing more with you between now and then. We've got several other meetings. We're going to be setting it up ourselves. Hopefully you guys start seeing that visibility of your coaching matters out there in a different way than you've seen it before. So, we look forward to being with you again on Monday Mindset. Mike and I have been talking long and hard about implementing a prospecting time for each week. We're getting some feedback from you guys on when you want to do it, what day of the week is best, and that sort of input. And if anybody wants to share their input, please do. Send me an email, post it on that Facebook comment that we've got going on our Facebook page. Our private Facebook page, and I want to hear from you if you want to keep doing that, okay? Everybody have a great rest of the day. Bye-bye.
Bye.